Short moments of clarity, repeated many times, become continuous. Yes, indeed. Short moments of clarity, repeated many times. In this simple practice, clarity becomes continuous at all times. By the power of short moments of clarity, repeated many times, clarity is trained up to ever-increasing, inexhaustible power. By the power of continuous clarity, there is inexhaustible potency of beneficial qualities and activities. For many of us, it is really most challenging to rely on clarity when there are disturbing thoughts, emotions, sensations, or other experiences. We simply refer to all thoughts, emotions, sensations, or other experiences as points of view of the clarity view. This is the simple way to look at it. It is important to see that even in very disturbing states, within ever-present clarity, that these disturbing states shine forth in, of, as, and through clarity. And so, please acknowledge that the basis of all points of view is the clarity view. There is no other basis for points of view other than the clarity view. What sees, hears, tastes, touches, smells, breathes, lives in, as, of, and through clarity. Now that makes it very simple, doesn't it? We choose for clarity to be obvious to us or not. By the power of moment-to-moment clarity, we find that this is the most important choice we will ever make. There is no other choice more important in our life. The choice for clarity is the choice for profound mental and emotional stability, for profound life satisfaction and flourishing. And so it's easy to see how the choice of clarity is of utmost importance. Now, practically, this is how it works when with disturbing states. When disturbing states arise, or any other point of view for that matter, rely on a short moment of clarity. Over the time, by the power of the short moment growing longer, there will be continuous clarity at all times, regardless of the point of view. Much to our surprise, we find that all these points of view rest in clarity. All these points of view shine forth from clarity. We come to know that we will have the ongoing support of the mainstays, including the simple practice of short moments of clarity, the written teachings, the free downloads, the videos, a forum, our websites, as well as formal trainings, teleconferences, face-to-face meetings. All of these are available 24/7 to all participants of Balanced View. There also is support for relying on clarity available to us 24 hours a day via the Worldwide Balanced View Network, available through the internet, telephone, and email. And so you see, you're never alone. Support is always available. If it's difficult for you to rely on clarity, then it's important to reach out for support, as there are many people ready, willing, and able to support you in relying on clarity. And these are people who have continuous clarity at all times through the practice of short moments. And so these are the people that you will be communicating with if you have a question. This person will be a special friend to you. And in Clarity Society, in Clarity Community, there are many such people available. People who already live as continuous clarity. Continuous clarity is their entire outlook and vantage and advantage. And they're there, ready, willing, and able to support you at any time. You see, by the power of short moments of clarity, something so radical and simple, by the power of short moments of the clarity view, all points of view flow on by like a line drawn in water. The here and now immediately clears itself without any effort or anything needing to be done. If we look at the here and now, we can see that this is the case. The here and now completely clears itself. There's no way to hold on to it. So too, all points of view are self-releasing in clarity. All points of view appear in, of, as, and through clarity, just like this circular rainbow behind me appears in, of, as, and through space. The here and now immediately clears itself without effort or anything needing to be done. By relying on clarity, points of view are de-emphasized spontaneously and clarity is emphasized. Like the light of the sun outshines all planets and stars during the day, the power of clarity outshines thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences. At night, all the planets and stars are completely obvious, unless it's a cloudy night. And if there are clouds in the sky at night, we can see the clouds, the big black clouds, even though it's nighttime. However, the daylight then comes and it begins to outshine all those planets and stars and clouds that were available at night for us to see. Instead, the bright daylight outshines all points of view, all planets, stars, etc., and they are no longer noticed. They are vividly apparent, but they're no longer noticed. They're outshone bright by the bright light of the sun. Similarly, clarity outshines all points of view. When we practice short moments of clarity repeated many times, it does become continuous. At first, points of view appear to be enemies to us or foes. We're always trying to do something with them, either indulge them, avoid them, or replace them with another point of view. But by the power of short moments of clarity, we allow the points of view to flow on by, to just flow on by while we maintain clarity, the clarity that is arising within the point of view itself, the clarity that shines forth from the point of view itself. In this way, points of view become much more friendly. And after practicing for a while, we notice that not only are they friendly, but they self-release. Points of view self-clear. They clear themselves up without nothing needing to be done on our part. This is very powerful, very, very potent. There isn't anything at all that we need to do. Then we begin to notice that the points of view, they disappear. They vanish naturally, like the line drawn in water or the flight path of a bird in the sky. They self-release in and of their own accord. There's nothing whatsoever that needs to be done. Points of view are self-releasing. It is always clarity that is keeping itself in place. Clarity is the knower and doer of everything. Clarity is the recognizer of all points of view, no matter what they are. And then finally, in the outshining of all points of view by clarity, clarity outshines all points of view to the degree that they are not noticed. Instead, we have tapped into a super order of intelligence that subsumes all points of view, that subsumes the reified intelligence that says that points of view have an independent nature. Thus, we have completely freed ourselves up from an unbeneficial intelligence. We have freed ourselves up in the beneficial intelligence of clarity, the beneficial intelligence that provides us complete mental and emotional stability at all times, as well as a wide range of other benefits. In clarity, there is profound intelligence, and we are introduced to it right on the spot, wherever we are. It's this simple. If we do not rely on clarity, we never find this special intelligence. That's just the way it is. However, by the power of clarity, we find that this unique beneficial intelligence includes so many qualities and characteristics, such as complete mental and emotional stability, insight, compassion, natural ethics, and beneficial skillfulness in all circumstances. We're able to consistently fulfill the power of our beneficial intent. In other words, we can decide on an activity we want to be engaged in that will be of benefit to all, and it will either meet or exceed our outcome, our imagining of it. In very great clarity society, all points of view are increasingly outshone by each individual's powerful commitment to a single short moment of clarity. This is the era of great benefit, the era in which increasingly all members of human society are committed to clarity intelligence, committed to the very great beneficial qualities and activities that go along with clarity intelligence. Moment by moment, society is increasingly stable and beneficial. Clarity society is built one short moment at a time. Each person relying on short moments of clarity is putting a building block in place for the era of great benefit, for clarity society itself. Do not ever underestimate the incredible potency of the single short moment of clarity. Very, very potent, very, very powerful. The four mainstays support complete 100% assurance of clarity 24/7 without any hideouts in point of view. Wow, that is really something. Now, all points of view simply flow on by. Just as Second Life is indivisible from space, not existing in reality, but made to appear to do so, so all points of view, no matter what they are without substance or attribute and are pervaded by pure space. This pure space is the space of pure benefit, the space of clarity intelligence. All points of view are a vivid display, like Second Life, a hologram, or electronic game. Insubstantial in the very moment of shining forth and virtual, released upon inception. Thank you. I have some questions that were submitted to us, and I would like to read the questions one by one and answer them for you. The first question is, I am very new, 3 months into practicing short moments. It is wonderfully liberating, and I am 100% committed. Thank you. Would you speak on how clarity compares to the space of oneness with the Most High God, dwelled in by the mystics through the ages? The divine union they realized with utter humility and devotion. Is their surrender the same as 100% commitment to clarity? There seems to be a profound depth of feeling being love that is available. Is this just a sensation point of view, or is there a genuine wondrous place accessible as divine being in clarity? This is a very lovely question and a very deep question. Clarity itself is the space of oneness of the Most High God, dwelled in by the mystics through the ages. So this is clarity itself. Clarity is a word that describes this space of indivisibility. One person might call it the Most High God, another person may call it Buddha, another person may call it something else. But for the purpose of all people in the world to come to a common understanding, we simply use the term clarity. Now, just as it has been throughout the ages, this incredible union or indivisibility of clarity is realized with utter humility and devotion. It is utter humility and surrender to short moments of clarity until it becomes continuous. And it is devotion to that as well. The surrender of the great saints and mystics is the same as 100% commitment to clarity. Although we don't use the term surrender in the Balanced View training, we do use the term commitment, which is very similar. The word commitment really emphasizes our potency, our ability to rely on clarity, and our ability to commit to that. A short moment of clarity is the key to unending love. And so this profound depth of feeling being that you call love, that is available in a short moment of clarity, is indeed the authentic clarity. This love must first begin with oneself by letting all points of view flow on by while maintaining clarity. This is the meaning of self-love. To maintain clarity while all points of view flow on by. The clarity shines from within the points of view, and the points of view are the shining forth of clarity. So there is no division or separation. They are inseparable, indivisible. The first short moment of clarity is the first short moment of unending love. In the first short moment of clarity, we are introduced to unending clarity, unending love. This unending love then must be trained up. This short moment that of recognition that we've been introduced to is trained up until it is continuous at all times. This is the easy way to go about human life. In this way, all things come together for life satisfaction and flourishing. Thank you for your question. Now, my next question is, could you give instruction in how to best make use of one's time and strengths, gifts, and talents? I find from the start that my heart always truly wants to be in service to Balanced View, yet it seems an obstacle to have that come about fully. I also find myself living in the midst of point of view society, a way of life that I do not desire at all, and always long to be in the midst of 24/7 clarity community. The point of view of feeling powerless and unable to truly live life fully in this way appears often and has been a sticky point of view for a long time. Any instruction in regards to this would be very deeply appreciated. By the power of relying on clarity, by the power of preserving clarity at all times, this sticky point of view will be outshone. However, in the meantime, you have a right to live however you wish to live. If you wish to live in clarity society 24/7, you can do so. If you wish to live in clarity community 24/7, go right ahead. There isn't anything insisting that you live any other way. And you particularly know this. And so the advice here, my heartfelt advice, is to really rely on clarity, to preserve clarity to its fullest when this sticky point of view arises. And now on to the next question. I would like to ask this question. I find it quite difficult to rest in awareness or clarity, and I am tempted to use a mantra in order to stop my thinking. Would it be okay or not? Thank you with all my heart for everything, and see you soon in India. Wow. Love and gratitude. Now, this is also a very important question, and it's a question that's interesting because in order to answer it, it's important to define the word mantra. Now, the word mantra, mantra is a Sanskrit word, and it means that which soothes the mind. And so you see, relying on clarity is a mantra. It is that which soothes the mind. It is instinctive recognition of clarity itself, beyond thought and reason and mental analysis. And so you could say that the utmost mantra is to rely on clarity. Now, if you have another kind of mantra that does depend on thought and reason or mental analysis or memorizing words or something like that, it would be a different practice that you're engaging in. It would not be the practice of relying on clarity. It would be the practice of relying on a mantra requiring thought and reason and remembering certain words. And so oil and water cannot be mixed. It is important to remember this, and I would suggest that you choose one or the other, either to rely on clarity or to rely on the mantra, the other kind of mantra. But as I said, clarity is really the ultimate mantra. This is the ultimate mantra that soothes the mind. We're not trying to stop thinking at all, you see. That isn't the point. The point is to recognize that the points of view shine forth from clarity itself. We're not trying to stop thinking. We're instinctively recognizing that the thinking itself shines forth from within clarity. and they are inseparable. This is where the potency of clarity is. It is in this recognition. And so you see, you can make a commitment to yourself here, a 100% commitment, that one day at a time you will rely on clarity. Just one day at a time you will rely on clarity. You can say to yourself, just for today I will rely on clarity. Just for the next 5 minutes I will rely on clarity. Keep it simple. Keep it very simple. Clarity is in the thinking. That's where it is. So we're not trying to stop the thinking. Keep it simple. One day at a time. Just for today, rely on clarity. Another question. I currently live with my parents who are not interested in the Balanced View trainings. My mother especially is very concerned about me being so involved and passionate about the training. It has become very clear in my own experience that nothing or no one can take me out of clarity or decrease my commitment. But I would love to hear some practical examples of what I can say to my parents and those around me who do not have that passion for clarity. This is a lovely question. It shows concern for one's friends and family. Now here, there are a number of things that it's important to recognize. One, that by relying on clarity, then, we become an increasingly loving, cooperative person. And so by our very example of being loving and caring, people become much more convinced that the training we're involved in is something beneficial. And so in by the power of clarity, we move from having a child-like relationship with our parents to having a mature adult relationship, a relationship in which we are actually of service to our parents in the way that they have been to service of service to us while we've been growing up. And we learn to really care about our parents as actual people, care about their needs and care about what's important to them, have an interest in their friends, respect them for who they are and the commitment they have attempted to make to the world. Because no matter who our parents are, they have done their best to support us. Whatever they felt was best, that was exactly what they did. They did only what they could do. And if we had had the same points of view they do, then we would have done exactly the same thing. So you see, in this way, we come to a deep understanding of our parents and a total openness and love that is very soothing to them. And these actual demonstration of our loving, serving way of being will be very convincing to parents and friends. And then instead of being skeptical about the Balanced View training, they themselves may become interested in it. It's good to look for just small, simple ways we can serve our parents. Well, like when we're together with them, we can take pictures and then send them the pictures, or we can make an arrangement to see them once a week if they live nearby, or call them at least once a week. And there are many simple commitments we can make that enhance our relationship with our parents. And another question, I have sometimes the feeling that Great Freedom and Balanced View community is like a second life. I have never met you but through the internet and by phone. Most of the people I am in relationship with, family, friends, and coworkers, don't know anything about relying on clarity. I have not often the courage to overcome their mistrust. Could you please say something about that? What is important here is to get started with the introduction to clarity and then to decide to make a 100% commitment to clarity and to use the friendships with the family, friends, and coworkers as part of a path. Whatever points of view come up with in these situations, rely on clarity rather than relying on the points of view. Emphasize clarity rather than emphasizing the points of view. In this way, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, it will be very clear to you that you do have the courage and that you have overcome their mistrust. It's as simple as that. And the last question, I am interested in points of view of victimization. If you can see that certain clusters of point of view lend themselves to a disempowering perspective on reality, for example, with trauma and compensation, is it better to completely cut the story in full trust that clarity will provide the necessary insights? Or is there something to be said for maintaining clarity whilst trying to make things clear to other people? How does one know when it is beneficial to get involved in points of view from a clarity vantage or to just stop and say, no, this is not helpful? Well, there are times in life where we have to decide to stand up for ourselves in one way or another. And so it may be important to take action. However, we will know whether or not we are to take action by relying on clarity. Clarity clearly indicates to us which mountains to climb. There are many, many mountains to climb. And if we try to climb all the mountains, we'll only get up each one a little bit of the way. But if we just choose one mountain and climb that, then we'll reach it all the way to the pinnacle. And so you see, in deciding how to spend one's time, this is very important. If you're involved in a situation where you're required to think repeatedly about the story related with the situation and required repeatedly to think about the trauma and compensation, then it is so important to rely completely on clarity throughout the entire course of this process. Otherwise, it will be very, very difficult to not get totally enmeshed in the story. However, by relying on clarity alone, increasingly you will be free of the story without cutting the story off. So my suggestion is to blow open the trauma and compensation. Blow it open fiercely and directly with swift, short blasts of clarity. And in this way, clarity will become continuous, utilizing the trauma and compensation as the source of brilliant, potent, extremely powerful clarity.